This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's time now for us to continue with all the reasons you should look forward to 2021. It's the DJV program. I'm chuckling. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is going to chuckle probably too. Victoria Keelan, they usually chuckle at my expense. I, however, never chuckle at their expense. It's just one of the things. I never take advantage of my friends. But sometimes, you know, it's...
Right.
What do you mean, Yeah. How many people will go to church this weekend, do you think? The C&E crowd, you know what the C&E crowd is?
Christmas and Easter.
Yep.
I usually go to Christmas Eve Mass with my mom, but, you know, things are so weird in L.A. that there were closures of all the churches, and now there was a Supreme Court ruling, so some of the churches can actually open for indoor services. I don't know.
Didn't one of the ministers strip his tie off and say, okay, now we're...
Yeah, Pastor Rob McCoy. Yes. He's so funny. He's great. I actually had him on my show last week sometime, and I said, you know, your moves, Pastor, are pretty good. But the story was that strip clubs in California could stay open, but churches couldn't. And so he turned his church into a strip club by taking his tie off and swinging it around.
Right. There are a lot of holiday art displays around. What do you have in your neck of the woods, Victoria, that is different, that would really make you, when you walk down the street of a particular part of your community, feel like it's Christmas? Is it lights? Is it like maybe a big candle display? Something. There's usually, most communities have something in them that is a tradition that happens every year. You got something like that in your town?
Yeah, we live in a village that it's a mixed space of retail and restaurants and apartments, and so they do a really nice job of decorating. So there's a big Christmas tree that they do a lighting every year. There's a giant menorah. So everything looks very festive here. Normally there's an outdoor ice skating rink, but I don't know if they're going to install that this year.
Yeah.
So, but then we have tickets to go to, because we're in New Jersey, so we have tickets to go to the PNC Bank Arts Center, and they do the drive-through lights display, which I've never been to. So this year we bought a ticket, and but apparently the lines are so long, we have to try to figure out.
The drive-through? What do you
mean, like you stay in your car, like a safari park, but it's Christmas lights.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that now, where you just get, like, either neighborhoods or that might be done through the city or, like, a convention center or whatever, and they put up, like, a parking lot or a street filled with lights that you just drive through and you buy a ticket. Yeah.
Never saw that before. Well, there are a lot of things going on, a lot of really cool things for Christmas, but I wonder how many people started last night. Did you see First Star?
Yes.
What is it? First of a bright light?
Pictures.
Yeah,
the Christmas star. It was really amazing. And I thought to myself, how in the world do the three wise men use this as GPS? Because I struggle with my ways. I can't imagine looking up in the sky and going, "Oh, yeah, we'll make a left, Bob."
But you know what?
How does that even work?
It's true. That story is true. Whether there are a lot of other things that may made up about it, but that story about the light, and certainly because of the beginning of winter, this is the first full day of winter around the country of the Northern Hemisphere, and so it's nice to have these sort of traditions, kind of cool, and we think that they're you know, just kind of embellished, but the story of that star and that night is true. So it's nice to, that's something nice to hold on to, I think, and one of those stories that's cool about this time of year. All right, so let's see here. I guess we have California and the usual, the land of Newsom, and what's going on there. Is anything going to open for Christmas, or is everything going to be completely sealed up, closed up, shut down
yeah,
for Christmas?
And they're warning us that the shutdown, no surprise, which has never actually been revoked. We've been shut down since March, but this more stringent shutdown of outdoor dining and all this stuff that Governor Newsom implemented 3 weeks ago is going to continue. He said it's going to continue into the foreseeable future with no expiration date. So bars, wineries, restaurants, movie theaters, pretty much anything. Retail at 25% capacity can still be open, but that's about it. So it's, you know, it stinks. And the thing is that
wineries are outdoors. It doesn't even make sense.
None of it's based in science. They're being challenged in lawsuits. Yeah. But here's also the thing that's making people go crazy is that because we've never really been reopened, we have been living in the shutdown with the most stringent of mask restrictions, and it's not working. We're still seeing the numbers spike all over the place. So what's the deal? You're telling us to do this so that people don't get sick. We're doing it, and people are getting sick. And I think that's where they're seeing this pushback.
I think it's deeper than that. Yeah, but
people are tired.
You're right. Yeah. Well, I'm tired. Yeah, of course we're. And I'm tired also of the political, the electioneering, this whole thing on Georgia's runoff and enough. You know, how much of this stuff do you even want to listen to? I mean, what if you're so focused on whether it's Newsmax or Fox on one side or these? Why? What is there about your life that leads you to spend this much time or have this much energy devoted to this and not have you really understand what's going on behind the scenes? And isn't even really behind the scenes. If you look at this damnable stimulus bill that was passed and really dig into it, or have you look at some of the stories that look at what's at stake here, it's politics as usual, pork as usual, outrageous things that have been created around this bill just to get something done so somehow it applies to the Georgia runoff. It is maddening, and we just roll over. You know, the rest of the world is, you know, they're all laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Look at the Americans.
You know what, though? The rest of the world also has their own problems, too. They've got plenty of pork bills in Europe and in the EU and in Britain. That exists everywhere. Everywhere politics exists, pork bills exist. That's not unique to the American
experience.
I know,
but it's just so, it's exhausting. That's really what it is. 5,593 pages in 6 hours. Right. You're going to do that. What did Rand Paul say, Jennifer? Something that was pithy.
Rand Paul said that, he said this is a disaster. He voted against it. And he took apart every conservative. Because, look, conservatives are conservative because we want to conserve money. And he said anybody who considers themselves to be a conservative and a Republican who voted for this, you're doing it wrong.
You're not. Yeah. Right.
And there's a handful of people who voted against it. Ted Cruz and Marsha Blackburn and Mike Lee and Rand Paul. I think there were about six senators who voted against it, and that was about it. And that just shows you the power at the top of the party. When people like Mitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or Kevin McCarthy tell you to vote, well, then you vote.
Yeah, and step in line or else that's it. You don't have support from the party. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
All right, here's the outrageous story of the day. And
there's another more outrageous story than that.
Yeah, well, this is more on a personal level. A father who takes advantage of his own child now gets some kind of taxpayer funding because he wants to become a she. And so the gender transition you and I are going to pay for. And this person will go from a male prison to a women's prison. Again, back to we shake our heads and we think about what the world is all about, and you see this kind of stuff. Remember when I first got off, what was it, the woman who gave the secrets to, was it?
Bradley, Chelsea Manning.
Yeah. Chelsea Manning, yeah. And we paid for that. How do they do this? Who is it that says you must, where is there on high? Didn't this kind of thing go right to the president and have the president say, no, you can't? What law requires that taxpayers fund a gender transition for this guy who raped his own kid?
Argument here is that I think most people, not everybody, but I think the majority of people believe that that's an elective surgery. Now, most people feel like it's something that they have to do because it's who they really are. Okay, that's fine, but it's not something that's going to save your life. Maybe if you make the argument about mental health. And so it'd be the same argument as someone who goes into jail and gets a boob job or a nose job. Should the government pay for something that's elective? And I think the answer is no, and especially because a lot of people are using this, and I've heard these stories, so that they can switch prison populations. So if they have the conversion, then they can get out of a men's prison, and they can be put into a women's prison. Mm-hmm. And so there's all that at play, too. Look, if you want to make that change when you're out of prison, God love you. Go for it. If that's what you need to be whole, that's fine. But does it have to be done while you're in
prison? Is this guy getting jail time? How much jail time is this guy getting for doing what he did to his child.
I don't know, but he's still in there for a while, I'd imagine.
Should be there forever. Gonzo.
So many levels. So sad for the kid. Ugh, God.
Is it true that Chris Christie is going to run against Donald Trump for president in the Republican? See, I think Mitt Romney, I don't know if you noticed this or not, Romney 24 and Mitt wins both the...
Good luck with that, Mitt.
Well, he did well in Massachusetts, and he can get a lot of support from the left because
of the... He has zero support from Republicans, and Democrats would never seriously vote for him.
The people in Utah love him. They love him.
Well, good. Maybe he can win Utah, but that doesn't mean a presidential election.
Easily. All right, so what about Chris Christie? Yes, no?
No way. There's no way.
He's a non-starter.
Yeah, I mean, this is why he's turning against Trump a little bit now, so he can run against him.
Yeah, but who else is going to run?
Huh? That's the issue that I have with the Republican Party. There's not a lot of... I mean, we've got a bench, but I would say it's probably going to be someone more along the lines of Nikki Haley, maybe Ted Cruz again.
I could be enthused about Nikki Haley. I think she's got a lot going for her. I don't see Trump running again, frankly. I don't. At 78, nah. I don't see it. I think a lot of people want it.
I don't understand, and this is without any political party here, but I don't understand. I don't think that he would want to run again because once he gets out of office, he's going to live a great life. He's going to make a lot more money, which is what all presidents, former presidents do. He's going to go on speaking engagements. He's going to have crowds adoring him. Why would he even want to invite the other half of the country that hates him? I don't even understand. Like, why would you even want
power,
to do that?
Because, I think it's more than that for him. I think he thinks he can fix things, and I think he wants to, and I think that's what people misunderstand about him, is that I don't think that, I know people think he's an egomaniac, and he is, but I think that he also is someone who has a healthy enough ego to think he wants to fix things and do it for the right reasons, and I really do believe that's where his heart was. I don't think it was ever about a media enterprise or all these things that he could have done without running for the presidency.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. Well, that's food for thought. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with, a clean nose. We all have clean noses because we are the good girls and boys who are using Navage. You can do that as well. Pretty easy. You just go to Navage.com and make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Such has been the case with Victoria Keelan, who has made good nasal hygiene a new normal. I don't think these things are too sticky to talk about, do you, Victoria, when you get right down to helping people?
No.
Well, you know, people talk about sticking stuff up their nose and things like that. They think...
Well, if anyone's had a COVID test, aren't we all in that boat now anyway, where everybody talks about what's up your nose?
I went up to the top of my brain. So this is a way to avoid that. By keeping your nose clean, you keep your body clean, you keep your health up. It's not just about allergies, it's about the stuff that's in the air every day that we all breathe. So if you're washing your hands, if you're following the prescriptions, you know, the way to stay healthy is hot water, 20 seconds, 20 seconds, yeah. Then you ought to be doing this as well. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Go to Navage.com so you can breathe easier every day.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer. It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Usher and Kiana, is it Lede? How do you pronounce your name? Yeah.
Yep, Lede.
There's a choir, actually, of 90 singers from around the world who have delivered a multilingual version of This Day. That's a song from Netflix's recent holiday film, Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey. So Usher and Kiana filmed the original version of This Day from the soundtrack film. Both appear in the new video for the song. Usher and Ms. Lede lead actually all of this cast from around the world, dubbing vocalists. The song is in over 30 different languages: Italian, Portuguese, Japanese, French, German, Arabic, Thai, Russian, Finnish. It's non-Chinese, isn't it? That's interesting. Jingle Jangle.
I don't know if it... that's a good question. I don't know if it's in Chinese as well.
Yeah. Anyway.
I would assume yes, because there are 30 different languages, but yeah.
Yeah. Jingle Jangle released on Netflix a month ago. The film boasts a stacked cast. Forest Whitaker's in it. Keegan-Michael Key. Hugh Bonneville. This is an interesting combination. Forest Whitaker and Hugh Bonneville. Felicia Rashad. She's around more lately. I'm glad to see that. She's very good.
I love her, yeah.
Ricky Martin and Anika Noni Rose. I don't know who that is. Who is she?
She's sort of, I forget what else she was in that was notable, but she's an up-and-coming actress. But yeah, it's a huge cast. This has been on my list on Netflix. It's in our queue to watch for holidays. It's nice to see, I like seeing original holiday movies. You know,
yes.
We mix in, every year we mix in, you know, the traditional ones, but it's nice that some new ones have come along that are really cute.
Yeah.
And this is a great, from what I've heard, this is a great family movie. And I love Forest Whitaker, too. Everything he's
absolutely.
In, I think he's so good.
Very, very good, yeah. Very humble, nice, very sweet guy. All right,
oh,
so that's
fantastic
that
actor, too.
Yeah, great actor. And whatever role he's in it, for sure. All right, let's see, speaking of people that are in it, Ed Sheeran is back. Where's Karen? We need her. Ed Sheeran surprising fans with a drop of his new standalone song called Afterglow, which is what you're listening to here. He said, actually, he sings, "We were love drunk waiting on a miracle, trying to find ourselves in the winter snow. He's still playing the guitar here, the acoustic guitar as well. So alone in love, like the world had disappeared. Oh, how I won't be silent and I won't let go. I'll hold on tighter. Till the afterglow. Now, Ed's told his fans, Afterglow is a song I wrote last year after I wanted to release something for you. It's not the first single from the new album. It's just a song I love. Hope you love it too. Enjoy, have a safe and happy festive break, and New Year's. Back to Dadland for me now. How old is this child?
Baby. He and his wife just had
this
their first
year,
baby.
Right? Mm-hmm. Was it this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he was going to take a breather from traveling and write and read a little bit. That was last year at this time. I'll be off all social media until it's time to come back. He added, the Divide Tour changed my life in so many ways, but now that that's all over, time to go out and see more of the world. I promise to be back with some new music when the time is right. I've lived a little bit more to actually have something to write about. Isn't that interesting? How? Yeah. That's a nice way to look at it, isn't it? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I got to experience more life. He's been involved in some collaborations. What, the number 6 collaboration project this last year? Justin Bieber, Cardi B, Eminem, 50 Cent, Chance the Rapper, etc., etc. He released Divide in 2017, which boasted a number 1 hit, Shape of You. Remember that? So Ed Sheeran here with us on the DJB program at 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress passed a sweeping year-end bill to provide coronavirus relief and fund the government. The Senate voted 92-6 on the $2.3 trillion package, which includes $1.4 trillion to fund the government and $900 billion in coronavirus relief. It's now on President Trump's desk, where he has until December 28th to sign it. If governors were to lose their paychecks when shutting down their states under the guise of COVID-19, how many lockdowns would there really be? Sheriff Manny Gonzalez of Bernalillo County has made it clear that subverting constitutional rights will not be enforced.
Overreaching restrictions will only hurt our community. For that reason, we will not follow along with any orders that subvert their constitutional rights.
Albuquerque is in Bernalillo County. Apple is moving forward with a self-driving car and is targeting 2024 to produce a passenger vehicle that could include its own breakthrough battery technology. Project Titan was started in 2014. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Monday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals face an 11-game losing streak to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have won 11 games this year. The Bengals, a lowly 2. Insert Week 15 upset of the week as the Cincinnati Bengals take away the win 27-17. The Steelers now on a 3-game losing streak. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger puts the burden on his shoulders.
I'm not consistent enough, which affects the offense because the ball's in my hand every play. I don't think anybody that plays this game at any level, at any position, I should say, whether it's week one or week 16, feels 100%. So, no, I would say that I don't feel 100%, but nobody does right now.
Sunday, the Steelers will host the Indianapolis Colts. The Bengals travel to Houston to play the Texans. Well, it looks like the Army college football team will get a bowl game after all this year. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
When the full schedule of bowl games was released over the weekend, Army's football team found themselves without an invitation to a postseason game, despite a 9-2 record and a Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Many believe the Black Knights were wrongly left out of a bowl game, while five SEC teams with losing records were going bowling. On Monday, one of those teams had to drop out because of a COVID outbreak. Tennessee was forced to pull out of the Liberty Bowl, and organizers then extended an invite to Army, who will now face the West Virginia Mountaineers in Memphis on New Year's Eve. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Very pleasant good morning to you. Good day to you. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of December. This is the DJV program. This da-da. Where'd that come
from? I don't know.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. The DJV program. Victoria Keevan. Doug Steffen. Victoria's got the story of this West Point cheating scandal. What the heck's going on?
Well, yeah, so this is it's been labeled as the biggest scandal that West Point has had since the 70s. They had an academic scandal back in the 70s at the Army's premier training ground for officers. In this new one, 70 cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point have been accused of cheating on a math exam. And 58 cadets admitted to cheating already, and it was administered remotely because of COVID. And most of them have been enrolled in a rehabilitation program. I'm not really sure what that means. They'll be on probation for the remainder of their time at the academy. Some others of the 70 resigned, and some face hearings that could result in their expulsion. So this apparently, this is the moral code, the honor code system is what is what they've been using. And so obviously they say that a cadet cannot lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate, and they won't tolerate any of those who do. And so a lot of the West Point cadets become senior leaders and they go into high-ranking positions in the armed services. So it's not just like a regular college scandal, you know, cheating issue. This has other ramifications that are much larger. So that's why it's made headlines today.
Speaking of ramifications for what is larger, I think one of the things that's gone on under the COVID reality is this stuff around Skype and Zoom. And there's another company, and I'm trying to remember what the name of it is, an American company.
WebEx.
I've been trying to... What is it?
Yeah, WebEx.
WebEx is not particularly good. Zoom
no,
actually
terrible.
Is good. WebEx is not. But there's another company, I think, Victoria, and I can't remember the
Microsoft
name.
Microsoft Teams is another one that a lot
maybe.
Of companies are using.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what my husband's company uses
yeah.
for all their meetings. Yeah.
Well, they're trying to get away from Zoom because it's Chinese. And so that's part of it. But I was thinking of the bigger picture here, not necessarily about Zoom itself. I was on a Skype call last night, and I was thinking about we do FaceTime and things like that, and how the new world order of connectivity, if that's what you want to call it, the new world order of the ability that we have, all of us, to connect with one another. And I was thinking at this time of a couple of circumstances that I know of, people who are older than I am, a couple of people that are pretty close in age to me, but they're all alone. And because it has been exacerbated by the COVID situation, people are alone. And so this particular person I'm thinking about is a retired teacher who keeps up with her family and her friends by using FaceTime and by using Zoom. And I wonder if that's not really, when you think about how there has been so much isolation, especially of seniors, but you can, you know, come up with any number of people who have been isolated. Mm-hmm. Is this the new world order? And if it is, isn't it good? It's better, I think, to be able to use video conferencing if you can't be in person, rather than just be not connected at all. There's something,
you know,
the phone
yeah.
is good, but I think there is something about all of these things, all this technology, as much as I rail about it from time to time, that has been good in terms of...
I think it's been great, and I think it's been a silver lining in a very dark time. And
yeah.
I think that there have been a lot of silver linings that have appeared...
I agree with you.
You
yep.
know, from this yeah. from this time, this year. And, you know, I have to say, just with our group of friends, we are so much more connected now because we've been doing FaceTime and because we're scheduling Skype, you know, hangouts and things like that. We never did that before, especially in the winter. We live in a beach community, so in the summertime we see all of our gang all the time. And in the winter we kind of joke that we all go into hibernation. We don't really see each other. Well, now that's different because we're all in the habit of doing FaceTime on Friday nights or happy hour Zooms or online trivia games together. So, and honestly, I can't, for the older generation, I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of friends of mine who are more connected with their grandparents now, or an aunt or an uncle, or, you know, whomever it may be. And it's just because everyone got so into let's connect on FaceTime or, you know, or using Zoom or whatever. And now everyone's used to it. So people are just more connected than ever. I think it's been a great thing. I hope that continues after we can go back out into the real world and, you know, and things go back to normal. I hope that we hang on to some of those habits because it's very healthy for other people. You know,
it certainly seemed strange to me at first.
It was strange for everybody. Yeah.
To connect to my grandson. And certainly I spent a lot of time when I call or they call me, it's always Megan with a big smile or Brendan with a big smile. Or Miles comes running into the room and says, "Scram, scram, scram." You know, and that sort of thing is something that I've never had before. And it almost has grown up with me as Miles has grown up. He's 6 years old today. And when I think back to 6 years ago today in California when he was born and all the stuff.
Were you there when he was born?
Him, I was. Yep. Yeah, and it was really a very interesting reality in the hospital and around. It was almost surreal, and I think there are a number of reasons for it, not that I'm going to go into them right now, but I just think it was around Christmas time. Megan's birthday is 5 days from now, so they're both Christmas babies.
Mm.
And what that has done into, you know, how it's played into how we celebrate all of these things. Megan used to say when she was a child, I don't get a fair shake because my birthday's right next to Christmas.
Well, I mean, I'm January 4th, and I still got gypped, so I'm with her. I totally get it.
You get gypped.
Yeah.
I remember. All right, now I have to remember that this year because I'm not good at remembering people's birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
So you can remind me.
We know, but God forbid anyone forgets yours.
No, I don't think that's the case. I don't say, oh, remember my birthday. But you can make Jennifer's is in February, I think, right?
February 6th.
She's got it. Good for you.
She shares a birthday with Bob Marley and President Reagan. And I share a birthday with Isaac Newton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are, by the way, in terms of sun signs, you and Megan, and I'm Miles isn't grown up enough, but he's already showing signs of being, you know, a perfect January.
Well, he's on the real cusp. If he's today, the 22nd, then he's a real cusp.
Right on the cusp. Yeah. And that's different from being into it for a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about astrology. These days, I think what we have to do, even though there's all this technology and everything has been thrown up in the air, I think for Christmas this year, if I were to have a prayer, I would be praying for that which was, and I don't mean looking in the rearview mirror, but the ordinary things that are such a part of the of Christmas, pots and pans piled up in the sink, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big crowd and there's dishes dirty everywhere and you know, food slung all over the place. And I remember my mother, God love her, she used to complain about what a mess it was at Christmas. But, you know, that for us now, I think that would be refreshing. Don't you? I mean, think about it. Using your imagination.
We're going to make our own mess because my husband and I are going to make our first turkey together.
Are you? Are you going to fry it in that peanut oil or what are you doing?
No, I wish. No, I would never even tackle that. We're just going to do a regular roasted turkey, but we've never done it before because we always eat at other people's houses.
Yeah.
So we're going to do our own big Christmas dinner and who knows where we'll end up. But I guarantee you it'll be a mess in the kitchen for sure.
Yeah. Well, but I'm thinking, here you go, grocery shopping, you fix, do all the stuff. Do we all have to-do lists this week, by the way? I'm looking at my list of things that we have to do. What's at stake if you don't do it? Who are you going to disappoint? Who's going to be upset? What won't work? I was trying to think of what I could get Miles that was different. Because he has lots of trains, I've gotten him that stuff, and cars, and even books, because he loves to read, he loves stories, and so...
He's into Lego, too, right?
You know, big time, yeah.
Yeah, Lego's great, I love it.
And that's very good for your brain. All that stuff is great to create the synapse between the various parts of the brain that need to grow when you're that age. And because he is, and people say, oh, you're always talking about your grandson. Yeah, I think we all do. We talk about our children. We talk about, hopefully, our spouses, the people that we love. And what better time of year when spirit is all around us in every single sense of the word. Your hearts are full. I was talking to somebody last night about soul connections and how they are so much more prominent. And it isn't because the calendar says, it's because of our attitude, the loving attitude that more, you know, even though it's blinded sometimes this year, blinded somewhat by the political realities and the physical, the medical realities, it's still, you know, you still have, if you believe in a higher power in some way, shape, or form, this is the time to zoom in, if you'll pardon the pun, on that relationship. It's such a personal relationship that people have, and I don't presume to tell other people, unlike some of our brethren who would like to tell you that their beliefs are best and they're the only true way to believe and all that other stuff. Just think a little. Maybe you believe in saints, maybe you believe in angels, maybe you believe in spirit, whatever it is, whatever you believe in, give it your all. This week, this is a good time to get off the wheel from now until the first of next year. If you're in business, you're not going to find anybody to do business with anyway. So you might as well concentrate on your family, the season, the greetings that you have. I think it starts with Hanukkah, to be sure. And then I was thinking about Phil's card that he sent to us. Phil is the line producer that's responsible for actually mixing all of the the sound together to make this program happen. And he sent a nice card out with his lady and the family together. That's a nice, it's a spirit. You get spirit there. Just connecting. Sometimes you get cards from people you don't know what they look like. You don't remember what they look like. And there was the old, I was thinking the other day, Victoria, about the old nice and naughty list. Remember? We used to, and we were afraid as kids. I don't know whether you were. We were afraid to get on that, the naughty
list. Oh, sure. Every kid, yeah. Right? The parents always threaten you. You'll be on the naughty list.
Right,
you'll get
exactly.
Coal in your stocking.
Coal in your stocking.
Right.
Exactly. And then from Thanksgiving, it goes into the getting of the trees. And that seems like just yesterday, but it was 2-3 weeks ago.
I know.
When people were cutting down the trees up at the tree farm. But anyway, I'm waxing a little
philosophically. This time feels like it takes forever, but it really flies. The time between, you know, Halloween this year, especially because everyone went, the Christmas trees went up right after Halloween.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
felt like, oh, Christmas is going to be, it'll take forever for Christmas to get here. And it feels like it's been a blink.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite Christmas songs of all time, go back to when I was a disc jockey in the 60s and 70s, the Percy Faith song, Christmas Is. Sometimes you hear it on the Christmas music stations, but of all of the songs that represent what Christmas is, that song does it, right?
What song
cool.
is it?
It's called Christmas Is. Phil, why don't you see if you can find
it?
Christmas
Is.
Percy Faith. Well, there it is.
I don't know this. Oh, wow.
Jolly on the spot there, Phil.
I've never heard this. Does Percy Sledge sing at all?
No, it's not Percy Sledge. It's
Percy Sledge. Didn't you say that?
No, I said Percy. But did I say that, Phil? It's Percy
no, you said
Faith.
Percy Faith.
Yeah,
oh,
Percy
okay.
Faith.
So I only know one
Orchestra.
Person. And I was waiting for a very different voice to come in.
No, this is Percy Faith, the great orchestra leader from the late 50s, 60s, early to mid-70s. And this
I
was
think Percy Sledge would have done an interesting job with that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. Yeah, right. I think about what Christmas is. Here's the best Christmas gift that has come from MyPillow in the years they've been around. I think it's now 15, 16 years. They're offering you, I saw last week when I was talking about this, so many people going to the order line. It was kind of cool. I think 900 people, if I'm not mistaken, because I get reports on who's buying. I think 900 people went in to buy these mattress toppers, which we were talking about last week. Special Christmas time gift. They are now priced at 50% off. This is a 3-inch thick mattress topper, $142.99 with the DJV promo code at MyPillow.com. So if you're looking for a nice, happy way to rest in the new year, this is it. Lots of great deals. The premium MyPillow deal lasts until Christmas Day. And you get a money-back guarantee till the 1st of March. So take advantage of that. You want to get a nice pet bed for your pet for Christmas time, do that as well. All of these things, fabulous deals, half price, buy two, get one free, buy one, get one free, save like 66% on the queen and standard-size pillows, king-size pillows. Get it all, and you can get them right now. If you do it right now, you get them shipped in time for Christmas. MyPillow, the greatest way to give somebody the gift of a good night's rest. MyPillow.com. When you check out, make sure you use for the best deals discount code DJV. Will you do that? It's a good thing to think about. All right, Merry Christmas. Yeah, yeah, that Percy Faith tune. That always kind of does it for me. Puts me in a mood, puts me in a place. 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wow, this brings back some great memories. Thank you, Chucker, for bringing us the theme from The Graduate. Please, Mrs. Robinson. It's 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Tori Keelan, Doug Steffen, Charles Curry is here for a movie moment segment. Charles, you're playing the music from The Graduate. Dustin Hoffman is, what, 78 today or something? What are we doing?
No, actually, this day in film history, The Graduate, 1967 opened in theaters.
Was it 1967?
Believe it or not.
Wow.
Here's the difference between today's movie going audience and 67. This movie was the number one grossing film that year. Adjusted to inflation, it would make today $807 million.
Wow.
So,
that's a hit.
Which is, so who would think? Think about it. The Graduate in 67 was equivalent to an Iron Man movie.
That's incredible.
I mean, think about that. Now, here's what's interesting. Here's really what's interesting. The Graduate's a very good movie. And Dustin Hoffman played a 21-year-old. He was actually 29 when he filmed the movie. But there is no way that this movie would be a big hit in theaters today because, who knows, it might be a middling movie on Netflix.
It's not all gimmicked up.
People in 67 went to the movies to see character-driven stories, and they had attention spans, and the world is a completely different place.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Right. It certainly is. So anyway, did I talk to you yesterday about the Gerard Butler thing? I think I said it was just
it was
a good vehicle for him. Where is it going to be? It's supposed to be in theaters now. Where is it going to be released?
I think it's just basic pay-per-view, and then I think HBO Max is going to air it in January. They cut a deal.
I see that Disney has announced some more Star Wars stuff. I don't know if people are going to get sick of this or not. I'd like to see another Star Wars movie.
I don't know. I think if you put his stuff on Disney Plus, I think there's a big time appetite. I just wanted to point out that Wonder Woman 1984 did open overseas this weekend. The industry was expecting around a $60 million opening. It only opened like $36 million, which is considered somewhat soft. They're not exactly sure why that happened, but I would say one thing. What's going to happen in the industry was going to be problematic. When Wonder Woman 84 hits HBO Max on Christmas Day, you're going to have bootleggers with the availability to print a pristine, perfect copy of this film.
How?
And it'll be sold. They'll just do it on a disc. And the bootleggers, instead of having a horrible copy off a movie screen, going to have a perfect copy off a cable.
You mean
station.
Somebody's going to take it off of the screen? Netflix.
Yeah, it'll be a perfect
airs?
Copy. It'll be a perfect. No. It'll be a perfect copy.
Well, that's
and
what they. You know, they almost.
And that's going to hurt the industry a lot.
Well, they made their own bed. You know what? They've decided to do it this way because of their own greedy needs and desires. So they're going to screw themselves by doing that. You know, the Chinese used to be great at going in and they take, you know, they bring something awkward and they film it from the screen and then they bootleg it and people would laugh at it. But now you're suggesting something. I was thinking about that, whether or not it's like running a DVD on your television at home,
okay.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And we're going to see how many people, because this is a highly anticipated movie, genre film, this new Wonder Woman movie, how many people are going to buy HBO Max to simply watch this one movie. I think it's going to be sizable. I hope they release the accurate numbers because I am more than curious to know what they're going to be.
Victoria was talking earlier about how Netflix and the estate of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle have agreed to dismiss a lawsuit. Did you hear about this? It was over Sherlock Holmes emotions. Victoria, you want to bring?
Yeah, the Enola Holmes movie, which was the movie. It's based on a book.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown. Right?
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown. She was great in it.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill played Sherlock Holmes in it. The Arthur Conan Doyle estate sued Netflix and the creators of this movie because they said they made Sherlock Holmes too nice. And so it was a different. So they basically were saying that they had plagiarized his character, and so they've agreed, I guess, to settle out of court. But I thought the movie, Enola Holmes was really great, and Millie Bobby Brown is such a star, and Henry Cavill as Sherlock, he wasn't in it that much, but he was good.
Yeah. He's becoming a good character.
I just want to point one story. Director David Gordon Green, who's also a producer, he revived the Halloween franchise over at Blumhouse. The last film with Jamie Lee Curtis made a lot of money, $255 million worldwide on a $10 million budget. They've acquired the rights to do an Exorcist sequel, so they're going to revamp that franchise for a modern audience. I find that pretty intriguing. I love that.
Really? Yeah, you would.
Awesome movie.
That would be something you would get excited about. Chuck Curry, always excited to have him here with us on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.